dat je het toe van je hand kon zetten. Mm-hmm. Door de hele laconiek en een beetje zo. Dus daardoor ook een beetje gratuit.
Om te gaan.
Ja, dat kan. Dat kan. Maar dat is niet mijn stijl.
Dat wil ik niet.
Ik hou er helemaal niet van als mensen dat doen. Nee. Ik vind dat niet leuk. Ik vind dat zie je.
Dat haalt het ook het slijm. Dat haalt gewoon je hele moeite.
Dat maakt het gewoon goedkoop.
Ja, door de goedkoopheid wordt het misbruik.
Nee, omdat het namelijk gewoon van het toeval afhangt.
Ja.
Aan dingen die dus...
Die je niet in de macht hebt.
Van dingen die... Nee, maar als je het toeval af laat hangen van dat soort dingen...
Moet je niet doen.
Dan, je weet niet, daar hecht ik te weinig waarde voor aan.
Dat die dingen, toeval. Precies, moet je niet doen. Het is niet, nee. Laat dat niet bepalend zien. Nee. Even lust.
Ja, goed idee. Wauw, goede lucht.
Mm-hmm. Het is droog geworden. Regelt niet meer.
Nee, het is wel droog. Het
is droog.
Wel vochtig.
Het is droog. Het is droog. Het is helemaal niet meer. Ik doe het weer dicht.
Het is oké. Okay. Ik ga nog een rondje door het huis lopen en ga ik slapen.
Ik ga zo slapen.
Ja,
het licht uit? Kwaars uit, ja hoor. Dat doen we niet
nooit. Rusten.
Wat rusten.
Morgen aan de kapper.
Ja, 10:30 of zo, hè?
Ja, 9:30.
Ja, ik zal een wekker zetten.
Ja.
Rusten.
When you can't expect a guy like Ronald Reagan to see the difference between Mujahideen and Taliban
and freedom fighters.
And freedom fighters. I mean, he just wants to make a nice movie. It's called American Politics.
I have recordings of our Queen Juliana, who received Ceausescu and his wife here at the palace on the dam, and having a great speech about the wonderful Romania and his wonderful country that he had, because he. He shifted a bit from the Soviet Union at the time as a complete dictator, but that didn't matter at the moment.
Yeah, and we have also Trump praising Putin and saying how much love he has for expanding his country.
But there's an interesting parallel also in going back to the weapons.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, go back to the weapons.
One of the things that Reagan helped the Mujahideen was is the stingers.
Yes.
You know,
and
the stingers.
Sam 7,
you
yes.
put it on your shoulder.
I was there,
you,
yes.
You defuse it, and then if you point well, you can shoot an airplane from the sky, yeah?
Yes, I was there.
The Mujahideen were very. Were you also good at it?
No, I was a child at the time.
Okay.
And I'm
so you had a small one.
Yeah,
you can hit a turtle too.
Oh my God! Yes,
and don't
hit the turtle.
Okay, but anyway,
yeah.
The first thing the Dutch government decided when the war started on the 24th of February to send 200 stingers to Ukraine.
They said they were, but then I looked it up and it turned out that these stingers are from the 1980s and they have a chip that is not supported anymore in 2023.
Oh
so
God.
They have to be shot quickly before they're outdated.
Outdated.
It's a dump.
It's a dumping.
Dutch are good at dumping
weapons.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
They created this war to dump their stingers, I'm sure.
I like conspiracies, but I'm not sure. But it's possible.
It happened. Europe needed this war to get united. Everybody's happy.
It's a result. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a consequence
hear.
Of
yeah.
it.
Okay, that's
but causality does not mean. Correlation does not mean causality.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
You're a mathematic.
No, this is logic.
But tell me about the stingers. You were a child and you had this baby stinger. What happened?
What's the story? Yeah, my government kind of subsidized me going there, and my siblings were indoctrinated by the state media and by this gentleman, Ronald Reagan, and his team. And they pushed me to go there as a child. I was 13 years old.
Like a summer camp.
That's an awful...
So what was that experience like? You went to a war.
I went to a war as a child, and I learned how to shoot RBJs. I went to the frontier.
Sorry, RPG is a rocket-propelled grenade.
For
everybody is an expert.
No, RBJ is...
A bazooka.
It's like a bazooka. Yeah. You hit tanks with it.
Bazooka Joe.
Yeah. And I also learned how to do bombs and stuff, and makeshift guns and stuff for assassinations.
You could have ended up in Guantanamo Bay a couple of years later.
Yes, if I remember.
There are vacancies now.
But
but don't worry, we have our own Guantanamo. It's a Rotterdam detention center for illegal aliens.
Yeah, I escaped there quickly because I was disenchanted quickly. I saw how awful people are there, and the idea of killing other innocent people who are just normal people who are employed by the Kabul government, and they have kids and they have families, and it was an awful, awful experience. And as a child,
but you got away, you escaped.
I escaped.
You had to walk 6 days through the desert.
No, I was much better luck. I found out the trucks that came through, and calculated the time that they would go through the camp. And actually, that camp is financed by Bin Laden.
It's still existing.
No, I wouldn't imagine it exists now.
And where is this camp?
It's you can go from Khaybar port and you go in the direction of Kabul. That's the...
Oh, I passed by there. That's near Jalalabad.
Exactly, yes.
I was there too.
Amazing.
Yes.
Which?
Yeah. But I only had a Kalashnikov.
You just had a
in
pen.
In the back of the car.
You had a pen.
I told my driver, don't take the Kalashnikov. But
I only had a letter opener.
And a toothbrush. Yeah. But I just to get enough of what Hegel calls dialectic, the other side of civilization, if you like, or
yes.
to be more precise, democracy, implies that all the people are able to take part in governing the society, right?
True.
That means that in a democracy, everybody, every citizen, is somehow responsible too for what society and the state is doing.
Of course.
It's part of democracy.
Of course.
So each one of us has blood on his hands, each one of us who lives in a so-called democracy. So we sending these stingers to Ukraine. We are putting illegal aliens in prison.
I have not seen them going. I have seen not one picture of the stingers coming out of the place where they were stored and how they were transported, where they were going, who has the stingers
now.
Truth is the first victim of war, so if they say they send stingers, they will not send stingers, of course.
But they will send something else.
I just
don't know. It's completely unclear what happened after they mentioned we're going to give 200 stingers to Ukraine. What happened after, we never heard.
But there's another positive story, if I can say.
Yes.
I was serious. You wanted to react. Sorry.
Yeah.
About being responsible. You're not from a democratic country.
No.
You don't even know what it feels to be a democrat.
But
you understand that it's, you know, a huge difference between, like you said, the family that doesn't report a missing girl because they know they will be raped, and if she comes back alive, she will be expelled from the family because
it's
of the
shame
and the
shit. Yeah.
But they can be called innocent.
Who?
These people, because they don't live in a democracy, they don't have the ways to change their reality or to change even their mind, because there's only state education or religious bullshit. But in Holland, nobody is innocent, because we all have the means and access to
everything. And all educated, yes.
So,
more responsibility.
And what happens, I don't know if you noticed, but a week ago there was a whole evening or a whole day where everybody could feel good by giving money to Giro 555.
Yeah, but this
and
is,
we feel
this
so
is just morphine.
Good. And it's morphine.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. Why?
Because it makes you feel good that you have done your... It's like when you're studying for an exam and somebody tells you, well, if this source has really good information, and you go and you photocopy the source and you feel good about yourself, but you don't study. You have this illusion. You have this illusion that you have done good and you feel comfortable and you sleep and you go to the exam without reading the papers that you photocopied.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
In a way?
It is.
Yeah.
If you give some money, that doesn't mean you have done your responsibility. It just means that you have done you went the easiest way by just buying your comfort.
Yeah, it's aflaat in Catholic religion. That you pay a little money to get rid of your sins.
Yes, that you get...
Sister Morphine.
Yeah. It's better to be engaged and to do as much as possible and not to stop.
But I was going to tell you about a positive step that was organized by some guy that was in school with my lover. And well, anyway, he's now collecting money to send drones to Ukraine. And these drones are just flying cameras, so people can document in their own surroundings what is happening.
The destruction, that's good.
He already sent 200 drones.
That's a good job.
He had a hard time going through the border, but finally he was very welcome. It was a completely reverse of reality, you know? And it's a story. It's amazing.
It is.
I see before me the story of a meeting between this turtle of yours.
Yes.
And the guy with the drones. I mean, if you can give drones to the people, why not give a drone to the turtle?
Why not get the turtle to safety? The turtle doesn't care about drones.
Remote control turtles with drones. I mean,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's no fun. But we must, I mean, I think only art can change life.
Well, yeah, art is a good medium for sending a good message. I think it's a very powerful tool. So are museums. So are media. So, yeah.
Okay, let's play some punk, okay? Let's continue. Nou, luister maar. Je moet het wel doen, hè?
Island Studio. Cepi Salon. Jebać
Putina. Wojna się zaczyna. Jebać Putina, rosyjski ścierwo. Jebać do bólu, niech liże perło. Jebać za wojnę na Ukrainie.
Fuck Putin.
Skurwysynie, skurwa miasta, zero litości. Jebać do grobu, za te podłości. Ukraina krwawi, kuta się bawi. Wjebano wojnę, i to i win. Kurwo, win, za swoje czyny. Nastanie dzień, że się policzymy. Za bomby, łzy i wylaną krew. Odpowiesz za cały ten krew. Jebać Putina, kurwę i skurwysyna. Jebać Putina, co znów wojnę zaczyna. Jebać Putina, zbrodniarza wojennego. Masz krew na rękach cywila niewinnego. Jebać Putina, kurwę i skurwysyna. Jebać Putina.
I think they're repeating themselves.
What are they singing?
Fuck Putin. Your mother is a whore. And that's about the subtle civilization of Ukrainian punk.
Yeah.
It's in Ukraine top 100 on Spotify.
It's amazing what you see in Ukraine, from the art movement, from the young men and women who leave Ukraine to work outside of Ukraine, come back with this amazing experience, knowledge, and they apply it in the most amazing way.
I think it's a well-known fact that many European lonely men somehow married Ukrainian women that were available, also from Russia actually. There's a lot of dating going on there.
Well, yeah, it's I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing to have people from different cultures, from different countries getting married. I think it brings people together.
It should,
yeah, sure, definitely. Yeah. Hey, sorry, what about Ingeborg? No reply from Ingeborg. Hoor niks terug van Ingeborg.
Jo, Ingeborg!
Ja, die zit natuurlijk te luisteren, of met haar cameraploeg vriendinnen. Die ze van vroeger kende van de Icon.
Ja.
Het loopt allemaal uit natuurlijk, zo'n draaidag. Hè?
Nou, wat ik wel kan doen voor het geval ze niet opkomt, ze heeft vandaag een paar dingen geappt die wel belangrijk zijn.
Ik ga even voorlezen, want dat is interessant. Dus,
talk about, do it in English. Okay?
Yes, there was stuff going on in Athens against people without papers.
She sent a message this morning about what's happening in Athens. Yesterday, there was a razzia in the center of Athens. All Muslim men with legal papers or not were arrested. We kept her son from Afghanistan, Firaidun, and Dog Tiger in my house. Big sweep operation. We could see arrests from my balcony. I went to balcony with 39.9 degrees, but could not film it on my phone. Too dizzy. So sorry, I could not. And at the same time, thousands of non-papers refugees were kicked out of camps, and 8,000 Ukraine refugees arrived in Greece the day before yesterday, plus 3,000 AMAs, unaccompanied minors. So this is one of the things I mentioned in this vigil this evening, that you will see that refugees from most other countries will be pushed out to make space and place for the Ukrainians, because a country like Holland can only bury so much burden, so you already see it.
Don't want to do what they're supposed to do.
Well, you see it happening in Greece now, but it also happens already in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, there's a so-called chair project, stoelen project, for the homeless in Belmer, where he lives. Yeah. And they were told that they should leave the next day, because Ukrainian refugees were going to be located there.
I think that's a
and
big
these
problem.
Guys are on the street now.
That's a big problem. There are 377,000 Yemeni civilians that have died in the Yemen war.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about them in the media. Yeah. Nobody mentions them. Nobody says that we have to receive refugees from Yemen. And that's a big hypocrisy. Like
when they come, they get the status in Holland. But they don't.
How would they come?
They're not invited. Some people.
They have to go across all Saudi Arabia to reach.
Well, I know Yemenis who have made it, but that was in history.
Say, Claire Daly, about the Afghan crisis of last week.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. From Ireland.
Do
you receive a part? Yeah.
There's no doubt about it, we're living in times of catastrophic crisis where the lives of innocent civilians are sacrificed in the wars of their masters. Yes, in Ukraine, but not only. Since the last plenary, tens of thousands of Afghani citizens have been forced to flee in search of food and safety. 5 million children face famine, an agonising and painful death, a 500% increase in child marriages and children being sold just so they can survive, and not a mention of it, not here, not anywhere. No wall-to-wall TV coverage, no emergency humanitarian response, no special plenaries, not even a mention in this plenary, no Afghani delegations and no statements. My God, they must be wondering, what makes their humanitarian crisis so unimportant? Is it the colour of their skin? Is it that they're not white? They're not European? That their problems come from a US gun or a US invasion? Is it that the decision to rob their country's wealth was taken by a despotic US president rather than a Russian one? Because, my God, all wars are evil and all victims deserve support. And until we get on that page, we have no credibility whatsoever.
Here. Claire Daly, she's from the European Parliament, I forgot the name of her party.
Irish Party.
Irish Party. Supposedly. Yes. So there are people who say things, but I must say that it was hard to get to download this video. I was looking at the news, and there was this thing about the support for Putin in Russia, which is all a propaganda thing, when you had this clip of
big men with a large Z and singing and kind of threatening, looking threatening for to support Putin. This video is unfindable. If you look for it, it's you cannot find it. If you just look like propaganda for Putin, it's all gone. So there's also stuff happening here. So we cannot support Putin if we would like to, or just look at the propaganda that's made for Putin. It's not, it's very hard to find it.
Because the algorithm will not allow you to see it.
Right, and I think that's bad.
That's censorship.
What?
Censorship.
Censorship.
Yeah.
We want to break the silence about what's going on in Greece, in Athens. Yeah. And we have a guy, we have our agent Izike, he's in Athens. So let's call him. On the phone, like here?
We do it as we speak. We are trying to make a connection with EZK. And you rather do it with the plastic anti-falling shock cover off. Yeah, right.
EZK is a rapper from Sierra Leone. And he is for quite some time, more than 2 years, in the refugee camp in Greece. Let me talk with him on the phone. He's not always picking up. Last time we talked, he was in the shared apartment in Athens.
Naar Patapoe Serieus, Serge Métiendré. Activiteit, activisme, actualiteit, kunst. Nee, ICK, het gaat niet lukken. Over
die belt terug. Wil Thompson proberen?
Ja, maar die zit in een kamp in... of is hij uit het kamp?
Kavala, ja.
Oh, die zit nee, bij in de buurt van Thessaloniki.
Ja, hij speelt bij Alexander de Grote.
Oh, dat is ook zo.
Dus misschien weet hij ook nog.
Ja.
Because he has no status, eh?
Yeah.
Izike has, but Thompson doesn't, because he was a minor when he arrived, but they don't believe him.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
We have to check if they're okay.
But that is Alexander Grote. That is not Thompson. Is Thompson.
Nee.
Plaatje van. Hallo, hey, hi Thompson.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Hey Thompson, how are you, man?
Were you sleeping?
Good, it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, come back home, just sleeping.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were maybe watching the football match.
No, I come back here and just relaxing. Sleeping already.
Okay, sorry to bother. I have to be talked tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. We are watching which game?
What?
Which game are you watching?
Which game are you watching?
We are making the radio show, actually, now. We are not watching the football match.
Okay.
But I hope you win. Okay, then.
Yeah,
we will.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye,
take care.
Thank you.
Ciao. Yeah, you kind of just call anyone up at any moment.
Okay.
Yeah, you can, but you see, it's painful.
Okay,
then. I was tired. Okay, where were we?
We talked about the Irish Parliament, the lady.
Oh yeah, and Afghanistan, and the difference between one disaster and the other.
The treatment of certain
double standard.
Yeah. This is a problem. Like, and I see it all the time. The problem between the empire and the republic, or the empire and the state. Mm-hmm. You look at the United States. You see how nice the Constitution is done, the fair and just treatment of people and all of that. And then you look at the empire and its behavior, which is completely different. The way that they treated the native population, the way that they treat people in South America and Central and Mesoamerica, mm-hmm. their military campaigns across the globe, the way that they...
Korean War,
the despotic regimes that they support,
Iran,
the Gulf states, it's horrific, the deals that they make, and the same with the French Empire, mm-hmm. you see the same behavior, like, we had a look at Ronald Reagan meeting in the White House, but we also have the same behavior in Paris when they renamed the one of the streets. Instead of naming it for a poet or a famous artist, they name it Ahmad Shah Massoud, which is also a Mujahideen fighter in Afghanistan, but he was mostly related with the French.
Yeah.
So you see this, and even Khomeini, when he was flown into Iran to take over from the revolution, he came on Air France with security guards from the French Secret Service. Like, this is, it's, you look at it and you see, what the hell is this?
They want their own empire and their own power and their own people.
And this is the hypocrisy when you have an empire that does things in these ways, mm-hmm. and you look at the French Republic and all the values, the beautiful values that are there, and the treatment of people within certain spheres. You see, like, the justice and the humanitarian way that people are treated. They are double standards.
I think all politicians are stupid. They make decisions and they don't know even what they're talking about, like Afghanistan or Ukraine.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And there's this agency problem.
They even get paid for it.
It's the agency problem. When you elect somebody, you have this limited authority mm-hmm. in the election process.
Yeah.
And then after that, he's out of control. Yeah. He can do whatever
elections
he wants.
Yesterday, as you no doubt noticed, for the municipal government, is it?
Town council.
Yes. Oh ja, dat was nog een ding dat ik even in het Nederlands zeg. Menno, dat is iemand die ook wel eens meedoet met dit programma. Die kwam ermee dat na deze verkiezingen is Lutke meer op. Het komt niet meer goed, want de Partij van de Arbeid is gewonnen en daarom komt het niet meer goed.
Is
het
voor 4 years of voor how long?
Menno is een van die mensen die denkt dat je met de gemeenteraad nog dingen kunt veranderen. Ik geloof daar niet meer in.
Nee. Nou, there's a piece of a tract of land which has or used to have biological agriculture. Mm-hmm. And it was sold by the municipality to make it into industry. But there was not really need for it. So now they still want to go on. And also the deal to change this farmland into industry land was a bit criminal. So people even went to jail for that. But still it's going to happen. But the problem is that the price of... agricultural land is 10 times as little as industrial land. So just if you can change the purpose of this land,
you add value,
and now the city doesn't want to change it back because there's a lot of action to keep it biological.
You mean to say you add money
in, you destroy value.
Yes.
Yes, that's what happens. So now this guy who is not here accurate. Today, who says, "Well, we finally lost because these parties have won in the elections," and I'm not sure, but still, it's a long and hard struggle, and it's unsure what the outcome will be.
Well, whatever happens is like the election has taken place. Now they have this period of time where they just do whatever they want.
Right.
So it's, yeah.
Well, it's not completely secret what they're doing, so we can know. So we can protest and remind
fight
them
back,
of what
yes,
they were supposed to do.
To do
anyway,
yes.
Tomorrow everything will be different again.
Okay. And that's... And next minute, everything will be different again.
Yeah, yesterday is.
Or everything will be new again. You can see that also. We had this great poet who says, everything you do has never been done before. No matter if you go to your work like yesterday, it's completely new.
Different, yes.
Yeah, it's different because it's not yesterday.
I know another nice poet who said, "You are never alone." Never.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. Which poet was that?
Simon.
Yeah, this mine was from Simon also. Yeah. It's a kind of magical poet that he was hated also because he was called the unbaked piece of dough.
Unbaked.
Unbaked piece of dough. So he was like, how weak can you be? Like,
oh my God!
He was tall and white-haired, and yeah. He was. Smoking too much different kinds of substances, and he was in America you had these types like what were they called?
Hipsters,
Ginsberg and stuff.
Yes, yeah,
the beat poets. Yep. Yeah, they were the beat poets, and he was.
And
kind
Artaud
of
also this he was very much.
Anton Artaud. Yeah, yeah, they were all also psychonauts, you know, or paratropic ingredients of ecstasy life, and another successor of him is Hans Plump. I met him yesterday. He has to leave his house in a year. But they already started building around his house, so he wakes up early in the morning by the drilling. So officially they cannot start building because it's the season that the birds are birding. So I told him he should change himself into a bird and then they cannot disturb
his peace.
So what's
the only solution? It's better than going to elections.
What?
Huh? Ballots.
Ballots. So what's happening to this guy's house?
They have to leave.
Why?
Because they... the house is too low. If you want to make money with the ground, you have to build high.
I thought that he lived in this free village.
Yeah, that's where he fucks, but he lives in the Zeeburgerpad.
Oh, okay.
Dus.
It is what?
Around the corner from
Sorry, yeah, that's the Psychonauts of Amsterdam. They're famous, and there's many also who... What this poet Simon is dead already.
The hidden agenda of this show is that we teach you something about Amsterdam, so you know where you are.
That's cool.
It used to be a magic center.
We don't say we have to stay. You are free to move. You know, we don't stop you. But if you want to know Amsterdam, you're in the right place.
And there was this magician... kind of magician who did a ritual every Saturday night just before Sunday, he wanted to invite all mystics and all spiritual freaks to come here and have a big magic center of the world in this city.
He was fighting the tobacco industry because he was a heavy smoker himself.
Interesting.
He warned against cancer. He wrote a big K on all cigarette advertisements, which you had a lot in these days, and everybody was still smoking.
Oh my
and
God.
All the newspapers also had big... the tobacco industry was a big sponsor of the newspapers.
And
so he said, well, the news is also... They want to make you addicted.
Of course.
He was
right.
He was... what do you say? Zijn tijd vooruit.
He was ahead of his time.
Ahead of his time.
Yeah. Maybe you heard about Provo. Provo is the most magic name from the 60s in Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
It was like a kind of a Kropotkin type of anarchism.
Mm-hmm.
And they had quite a bit of theory behind them, but they had also very practical interventions, like for instance, you see it now in a different way, but the idea of sharing bicycles mm-hmm. was invented by them.
Wow.
Not on the in the same way like you do now with the swap bike. Yeah, and
no registration at all, just free bikes in the street who look were painted white, so you could just take them. That was the idea.
That's amazing.
Free transport.
And then a few jobs to repair them every now and then. Mm-hmm. And the idea was you take it, if you see one, and you leave it when you don't need it anymore.
Mm.
Makes sense. Now this is shared platform
economy,
like Airbnb. Yeah. But I think the basic story about Provo, like you said, is that they changed the whole political culture. There was no more respect for authority. Authority was to be accountable to the citizens, and there was an opening of society.
Mm.
I don't think that is true at all.
You don't think it's true?
I think the main contribution of Provo to society is the white bicycle. Mm. And also the green roofs, you know,
yeah.
And the caches for the children.
Yeah. And environmental awareness. That's also
it's
what they
kind
were
of
very strong.
Anarchist communism. Yeah. You know Kropotkin, Pyotr Kropotkin. He was one of the leading ideologies of anarchism, like Bakunin and
Mark
Goldman, stuff like that.
Yeah, I read about that, but until now I can't really distinguish between the different types.
No. Well, since you're in Holland, you should read Anton Pannekoek.
Okay.
He's the best. It's a bit old. It's more than 100 years old, maybe. But he's a good guy. I like him.
All right.
Pannekoek. Remember that name. He was both an astronomist and a political theorist.
Hmm?
He was on the side of Rosa Luxemburg, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Council communism.
That's a good side.
Yeah. Interesting. We have to go back to the old days, like Spinoza and Pannekoek. En de Simon Winkelhoek.
En hoe heet die gast ook weer bij de... hoe heet die nou? Hef verdomme bij het Harmerplein. Die gast met de Harmerplein.
Die gast,
die man bij het Harmerplein, achter Harmerplein. Als je
Jacob van Lennep.
Bij de Sparnammer buurt in wil. Voor die tunnel, voor die spoortunnel. Staat een man.
Oh, Domela.
Domela Nieuwenhuis.
Ja. Hè. Neem en eet. Oh nee, dat was Bart de Jong. Bart de Licht.
En de Hamer. Of Moker.
De Moker.
De Moker.
Ja, de Moker.
They had one. They had work is crime. Arbeid is het verbrechen. So you must not work because that's a crime.
It's a crime.
Yeah. I don't really figure out what he meant. Do you know why Arbeid is het verbrechen?
I can say a parallel. You know the story is about the prostitutes going on strike in Lyon some 25 years ago. And they had a banner called saying, "All labor is prostitution."
Labor, not work.
Labor.
Yeah.
Like employed.
Employed, yes.
Yeah. So, arbeid is.
I think that's what you mean.
What they mean?
Yeah.
Because
I'm not sure.
Because in labor there is theft.
It's an exchange of values.
But not a fair one.
No. Mostly not in capitalism or in religious dictatorships or in Russian
oligarchs.
Life sucks.
Do you think that Ingeborg will turn up eventually? Because
no, I don't think so. And I don't, we can't blame her. She's always there.
No, she's very sick.
Name and blood yourself.
Yeah, it is much for you.
Anyway, can we evaluate? We are maybe also rounding up the show already.
We could. If there's something you want to add, please.
I'm only starting to wind up. We don't have to go immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you have some questions.
Questions?
Yeah, don't interview me, but you can ask a question. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, when this hypocrisy will end?
That's a good question.
When do you think it's going to end? When? We talk about values and do these values.
You
and
mean
adhere
the,
to them.
The double standards?
Yeah.
For instance. I don't think it will ever end, I'm afraid.
Ever end?
Ending double standards and hypocrisy
requires all
that people say the truth and live the truth.
Yeah.
And that's jihad. It's very difficult, you know that, as a former original cultural Muslim.
Yeah.
Jihad is a personal improvement.
That's a lie.
The small jihad.
That's
there's
a lie.
The big jihad.
It's a lie.
It's a big lie. The small jihad is a small lie.
It's the small jihad.
Because it never works.
Mm-hmm. Because the small jihad is basically fighting whoever does not agree with the Islamic thought. That's the small jihad. And we all know this. Every single Ahmad and Muhammad in the street knows this.
I forgot. Sorry.
The small jihad is not a good idea. I know it's marketed as a good idea, but it's not.
Shit. Another illusion gone.
No, I think that's... you say you have to keep pushing the envelope and keep trying to get more influencing and use your power to influence and make things better.
Yes.
But the thing is that we are confronted with enemies who are invisible and who manipulate the public opinion mainly into...
To their benefit.
To their benefit and against the public need.
Yes.
So that's a thing that we have to change. And I think we have to really fight the arms industry and really attack and try to destroy them and not just protest, because they are killers, they are murderers, they know it, we know it. So what do you do with murderers? You cannot say, please stop. They're not going to stop.
Well, basically, there is no reason to have them. They try to create the reason for them existing. Mm-hmm. By creating war sustaining war for a long time.
It's what we call circular economy.
Yeah, it's kind of a donut, a war, donut of war. It's
perpetual war.
It's like a what you call it? A mushroom, like a big mushroom model.
Yeah, it's great actually. The circular economy is like you preserve natural environment by not producing too much waste and recycling.
Yeah, and doing sustainability.
But, the same principle you can apply to war and arms industry. Yeah.
It's a horrible industry. They're always in they're good in doing
they are good, but we can be better.
Yes.
If you don't believe that, you better die.
In the US, they have all these lobbies. They're good in lobbying for money and for power from government.
But this
like if you hear, for example, Joe Biden, when he first talked about Saudi Arabia, he said that we should hold them accountable, we should stop the war in Yemen. The Khashoggi killing should not be answered to, and right now everything is forgotten because so much of his administration are basically lobbyists for Aetherion and all these other military industrial complex companies.
The credit card. You have this kind of economic thing with credit cards, that there's a lot of debt and that's really dangerous, and also the student loans, which are a huge problem. That's all Joe Biden, it's all Sleepy Joe who was friends with the people who created
who started this problem. Yeah.
But Aziz, maybe we can come back to the concrete personal life situation.
Hmm.
I just wondered what are your needs right now?
My needs right now is clarity. I need to understand things more clearly.
Like what? Things?
Like regulations, what is the clear process. Until now is for me very ambiguous.
Yeah.
And they retain it to be ambiguous. Like it's just not so clear.
Officially, you're supposed to report yourself to the RAI and find a place.
Yes, but
in the system.
Yes, and
did you go there?
Not yet, because I'm worried.
Yeah.
I am sincerely worried.
Yeah.
And when you flee,
what is your worry?
Because during the past year, I tried so hard to keep my documents, like proofs and my history. My records, but fleeing from the war and the treatment at the border made me lose all these valuable
papers.
Yeah, I would like to retrieve them. I would like to retrieve other documents also. And the other thing is that all through my experience, people want to screw me over. Like, I have seen this repeated again and again and again through like in legal establishments and asking for asylum and all of these through my life. I have seen that it's not a pleasant, it's not a trustworthy environment, and that's really sad because I have potential, you know, I can do reports, I can do articles, I can do interviews, I can do research, I can improve the society I'm living in, and I'm not doing that. I'm being shackled from performance and from production and from reaching higher goals just by people being dicks and being horrible treatment with me. Yeah, it's like the guards on the Ukrainian-Polish border. They were absolutely horrible with me. I was from the first day in Poland, I was number 4 at the gate, and they pulled me all the way. They dragged me like with beating. They dragged me all the way like to number 500. Why would that happen? This is this repetitive story in my life. I work hard and I try to achieve and I reach to the final stages. Then somebody breaks all the laws and drags me all the way back. This happens to me all the time. And that's why I have this trust issue. I always have this trust issue. I think about the other guy who's going to interrogate me or look at me and try to screw me over all the time.
Yeah, it's also because these bastards have jobs like that. I saw a thing about a guy who guarded prisoners in the prison. This man was completely fucked up. It's insane to have someone do this work because you're not allowed. I mean, if you're a nurse, you have to love people and have to care them. Of course, you cannot have a butcher work in a hospital or a sadist.
Yes.
But you can have a sadist being
a guard.
Being a guard.
Yes.
Or become a sadist once you are a guard.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Maybe.
I think it happens too.
Yeah.
We know each other for 2 or 3 days now, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was nice to meet you. But you... I suppose you have more nightmares than dreams right now.
Yes, the nightmares came back again. And that's a problem for me because it makes me unfocused. For example, today I had to have a nap from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock, just to compensate for lack of sleep at night. I always have a repetitive dream of somebody trying to break in and to kill me or to do harm for me. And it's always members of my family in the nightmares. Yeah, so I got a lot of these nightmares, and I tend to eat a lot when I don't sleep properly, and I become nervous during the whole day, and that makes me get even more nightmares. It's like a vicious circle. And during the year in Ukraine, there was zero nightmares, zero, because there was no interaction between me or any official. Like the interactions were very positive. They were not. So, yeah, the nightmares returned.
I'm not surprised. But still, it would be a shame if you can't dream of anything.
Dreams are good, nightmares are horrible.
Yeah.
I have a dream. It's just to help my part of the world to become more modern.
And your part is the Muslim community?
Yes, I want them to accept secularism. I want them to accept diversity. I want them to accept rationality.
And accept you?
Not necessarily. If they don't like me, that's fine.
But this, you see that there's a complete swing to the right in the Muslim world. Like for instance, Indonesia, where all women wear headscarves now, and they didn't like 20-30 years ago, or in Afghanistan.
Yes, because there's a huge investment.
But
we just saw.
I mean, they always say, well, it swings back and swings forth. Does it swing back? No, it doesn't. It only swings one way.
We have a tendency for regression. And so much money from the 80s was invested in this. Like you look in, for example, Modi in India, the Hindu nationalism.
Yeah.
That's a very, very backward, regressive movement where they want to have a pure state for just Hindus. And India has a lot of religions there, so many different. And
so,
yeah.
The question is maybe if we do have hope for a change for the better.
We should.
For instance, for your community. Or our community.
There should be.
The world.
Yeah.
Because there's also, you find that when there's a crisis, there's no environment anymore. There's no time for environment, no. There's always postponement. We in this radio, this is old radio, we had a, George Bush Sr. was here, the father George Bush was here. And he came with global warming, acid rain, and pollution of the world's ocean as the great problems of the earth. It was 1989.
In this studio.
He was not in the studio, but it's 33 years ago that he said it, and nothing has happened in the 30 years towards the environment. The most of the damage to the environment was done after his speech.
So we all knew, we all saw it happening,
and still we couldn't change anything. We haven't changed anything. It's only got worse. Give that thing to me. Yeah. You talk.
It started with burning oil fields in Iraq. That was also Bush doing his job. Bush is oil, you know.
But he was then already ex-CIA.
Ex-CIA, but his family is into oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halliburton.
Yeah,
so...
talking about Iraq.
So he was talking about the environment, but his investment, his money...
Yeah,
they
it was a political speech. He told us what we wanted to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And since the early 70s, people knew what's going to happen for the environment, and computers were used in different locations to forecast the future, and they knew exactly where we'll be where we will be today.
It's really time robots take over, don't you think?
No. I don't think they have awareness or anything. It doesn't matter if they're on or off to them. So why?
We all become tools of artificial intelligence, you know this.
Actually, the name for work in Slavic languages, the name for work, or labor,
robot.
And it's each time I would hear this word, I would freak out, because I didn't like the...
Work.
No, I didn't like the concept that work is basically... servitude, and it really messed up my mind. Each time they say it, it actually the first word that was implanted in my mind.
One of our dear colleagues, his name is Rabotnik.
Yeah.
And we had a television station called Rabotnik.
It was funny because it was still Cold War, and it was kind of...
And the best part was the jingle.
Yeah. Yeah. The residents. The need. Yeah.
Have you played it?
Yeah. Really?
I have another song I'd like to play, if you don't mind.
Oh, you want to play a song? Okay. So, zet met de vinger af te drukken. Ja? Ja.
Nee, dat doe je niet.
Nee, dat zeg je. Maar jij mag zeggen.
Doe de residents. Residents.
Het bekendste, echt de enige wereldhit van de Residents, wat natuurlijk een underground, obscure band was. Kijk, dat is hem. Ik denk dat dit hem is.
Niet populair, hoor. Goed bedoeld.
Die is leuk, die is leuk. Fingertips is ook geweldig. Laat de vinger, die duurt maar een minuut. Maar het heeft gewoon helemaal niks met Rapotnik te maken. This is the end of PSJ. I am part two, seriously, J. Matthew Gray. Is weer afgelopen. Dank aan de gast, Assis. En dat het hem goed mogen vergaan in dit land. En waar hij ook gaat. Groeten aan Kimball. Hopelijk in een goede doel. Ook iedereen eigenlijk. De hele mensheid. Rustig aan. Dan breekt het lijntje niet. Ik vind het eigenlijk kutmuziek als ik heel eerlijk moet zijn. Ik wil even naar Fingertips. Dat is een van mijn lievelingsliedjes. Ik heb hier ook een tune van gemaakt, ooit dat ik de zanger gesluit van dit, maar dat is heb ik hier niet. Ja, dat zei ik. Eindtune, Paspoortje zit erop. Is het weer al voorbij. It's over. This is a show. Next week we'll be back. 8 o'clock, Thursday night. Visje van jou allemaal. Nou, lekker hoor. En lekker slapen. Morgen gezond erop, hè. Dus dat. Bedankt en tot de volgende keer. Doei doei. Bye bye. Zwaai zwaai. Je ligt weer naakt op het dak. En je luistert naar Patapoe Action. Action. Het radioprogramma voor de snob. Action. Het radioprogramma voor mensen met een belachelijk goede smaak. Action voor leuke mensen. Voor malle mensen. Voor gekke mensen. Ja. Patapoe Action is namelijk echt het radioprogramma voor jou. Met kunst, artisticiteit, geld, geluk, levensgeluk. Maar ik bedoel eigenlijk ook, zin en ook, lust. En passie, maar niet thuis hoor, helemaal niet. Er is namelijk alleen muziek. Muziek hier bij Patapoe. Action. Action. Oh, stop. Oh ja, oké, dus dat. Brazilië, 1966. Os Inocentes. Is Innocentes, hoe zeg je dat eigenlijk? Ja, I know. En dat zijn ook de tweede Innocentes. Je hebt ook een punkgroep Innocentes. Dat hebben we zo vaak gehad hier bij Patapoe Action. Brazilië, 1966. Os Innocentes. Os Innocentes. Os Innocentes. Os Innocentes. Se eu te perder. Als ik je verlies. Se eu te perder. 1966. Brazilië 1966. Os Inocentes. Se eu te perder. Patpo Action.
Meu amor, falei de amor. Eu notei o teu modo de olhar.